Experts say antibody testing is being underutilised as a tool to help long COVID sufferers who never tested positive on a rat. One in five people who've had COVID are still experiencing symptoms 3 months on. Researchers and lab workers say antibody testing needs urgent funding. Louise Tanuth reports.
Rat tests can be temperamental. Not everyone who's got COVID returns a positive rapid antigen test. But if long COVID symptoms develop down the track, it becomes extremely difficult to get help without a previous positive test to get the ball rolling. That's where an antibody test comes in.
It's that category of people that really will benefit from an antibody test because, you know, your body takes a while to generate antibodies, so it's not something that you do instantly. Within the first few months of your infection is the best time to go and get an antibody test for prior infection.
Senior lecturer at the University of Auckland and immunologist Anna Brooks is part of a team of international researchers investigating long COVID. With one in five people experiencing long COVID symptoms 3 months after their infection, Anna Brooks says people need to take their health into their own hands.
You know, if something crops up down the line to do with your health and you know that you, or you definitely do or don't know that you've had COVID, it's going to be important for our understanding of managing healthcare in general to do with the impacts of this virus.
The test is costly at around $100, making it out of reach for many people. With more than 1 million cases of COVID since the pandemic began, President of the New Zealand Institute of Medical Laboratory Science, Terry Taylor, says that urgently needs to change.
We need to be looking at this now. We're about 2.5 months post most people starting to get Omicron, and then we've got all the Auckland people that have had Delta. And like everything in the health system, they will no doubt fall off the radar unless we really start targeting this. Everything we seem to do with this damn response is 2 months after it should have started.
He says this test isn't for the worried well to find out if they might have had COVID or not.
We've had enough of that. It shouldn't be an avenue just to make money. It should be a diagnostic avenue. We should be looking at the diagnostics here.
But Medical Director at the Royal New Zealand College of GPs, Brian Betty, isn't backing it just yet.
We know very little about it, where that would become useful, and how we would use it in the context of someone or a set of symptoms that could be long COVID or not becomes a real, real problem. And how's that validated?
He says there are still too many unknowns at this stage.
We need to know a lot more about long COVID, what exactly it is, what the symptomology is, what the natural history or course of it is, what potential treatment options are, before you could start to make any judgment about the potential for long COVID with a positive antibody.
With more than 200 symptoms associated with long COVID, he says doctors are struggling to diagnose patients.
I think it's an incredibly grey, difficult area. The problem with long COVID and posterior symptoms around long COVID, you could attribute those to a number of other things, and this is actually going to be the difficulty that we have.
In a statement, the Ministry of Health says while they don't fund antibody testing, funding decisions are regularly reviewed depending on public health requirements and emerging evidence.